Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and just thank him right now, right where you are. Come on, let's enter in this morning with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Come on. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him this morning, amen, because we're still here, amen, just thanking God that he remembered us on today and woke in our sleeping spirits, amen. Hallelujah to your name, Heavenly Father. Let us pray, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day with all faith, amen. Trust you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Oh, Father God, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy, new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you as you, Father God, has sent your only begotten Son to save us, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary, amen, that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. My Lord, my God, and we decree and declare this morning, amen, that the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us, sanctifies us, amen, heals us and makes all things new, hallelujah. And we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you this morning, withholding nothing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come, oh, God, that we may be changed this morning. We come to be renewed this morning. Our minds may be renewed, amen, that we may be transformed, amen, by the renewal of the word of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness on this morning, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, amen. My Lord, my God, oh, Lord, do all that you can do, oh God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God. For we are the clay and you are the potter, oh God. Oh, Lord, remold us and make us, oh God, in which you have us to be. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare all things new on today. Amen. We walk into our newness because we believe. Amen. Almighty Kababa Shataya. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine position right now, God. Lord, we pray for divine order. Hallelujah. Where things have been out of order, oh God. Lord, we know to be a God of order. Amen. You're not a God that operates in confusion, but you are a God of order. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let order come right now into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where things have been out of order, oh, Lord, command order right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. And, Father God, we come praying with a heart of repentance on today. Amen. We come praying with a heart of forgiveness. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, according to 1 John 1 and 9, that we are forgiven for all our sins and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We command every evil spirit that's operating us right now to cease your works and die at the root. Hallelujah. And come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we drive out every evil spirit that tries to make his residence or habitat in our life or our environment. We drive it out right now by fire and by force. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind up that evil spirit and strip it of its powers. Amen. And we render all powers none and void in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break every curse of bad luck, misfortune, lost opportunities. It is broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, that we are set free by fire and by force with the mighty power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now we damage, hallelujah, and destroy, hallelujah, completely all satanic and networks that are mobilizing against us and those in our family. We are set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, we ask you to rebuke every devourer that tries to destroy our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. Lord, rebuke every devourer, every spirit of devouring trying to eat up the blessing, the finance, and the joy of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, set us free completely by fire and by force. Amen. We decree and declare that we're set free right now from every blockage that's stopping us from receiving our blessing, receiving our breakthrough, receiving our healing. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're set free from any curse of lust and adultery. We're pulling and we break every curse of addiction and depression that's been placed on our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break every generation of curse in the bloodline that will cause depression, anxiety, adultery. We break every curse of compulsive behavior. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by fire and by force, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let this be a time of restoration. Amen. For the life of your children, oh, God, we come to be restored on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, and we decree and declare with all faith that the angels of God will bless us, amen, and will be with us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that all holy curses of fear and failure are gone right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we have courage and boldness in every area of our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we're free from all bondage, amen, that was holding us back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith on today that we are blessed, amen. We decree and declare that we will be even more dedicated to studying the Bible, meditating on the Word of God by day and by night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we have the anointing of God on our life. We decree and declare that we have the blessing of God upon our life. Amen. We decree and declare that the angels of God are around us and surrounding us and protecting us and our family and all that we're concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are set free by fire and by force today. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine deliverance right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, as we enter in this morning, oh God, to receive your word. Amen. We ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word. Amen. That we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that we may be doers of your word. Hallelujah. Have your way right now, Father God. And Father God, we ask that the scriptures take root in me and grafted in our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on this morning. Amen. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. Amen. Oh Lord, let turnaround come right now. Amen. Let breakthrough come right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we're depending on you for all things. We put all trust in you, Father God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. You're Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. You're Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. You're Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Amen. The Lord of armies. Amen. You're El Olam. Amen. The eternal God, the everlasting God. You're El, the strong one. Amen. You're El Elohi of Israel, oh God. God of Israel. And we call upon you, Lord, and we receive all that you have for us to receive, oh God. We thank you, oh God, your word said, oh God, hallelujah, that you're giving us an expected and a hope in the future. And by faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare with all faith that, hallelujah, eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of man, the plans that you have for us, your children, and we are your children, amen, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. You are Jehovah Roha, the Lord, hallelujah, our shepherd, and we shall not want, amen. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, for your leading, oh, God, hallelujah, and your guidance of thy Holy Spirit, that we would truly be blessed, oh, God. We ask in Jesus' name, let every step we make, oh, God, be ordered by you, that we would truly be blessed, oh, God, and that we would truly be in your favor, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We speak life. We speak blessing. We take the favor of God, amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall live and not die. We command every spirit of destruction and death to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of unbelief, amen. We command every unteachable spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And anything that the enemy has set up against us to destroy us, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put on us right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith that we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the force of hell. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call upon angels and archangels, Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel and Archangel Raphael, and cherubim, seraphim, thrones, principalities, virtues, and Corinthians, dominions, power, and a thousand leagues of angels to surround our houses and those in our family. Amen. Our life, our peace, our marriages, our children, our finances, our businesses. Amen. God bless. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. God, please shine your holy light upon us. Cocoon us, oh God, in your holy light, ensure nothing evil or bad spirits or anything negative come near us. Amen. Encase every member in our family in your holy bubble of light, oh God. Archangel Michael, dig your holy sword into our homes right now. Encase it with God's powerful protective light. Ensure that which comes from God comes through and nothing else. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask the four archangels to be in every room and hover each archangel face of north, the south, the east, and the west. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for the victory, that the victory is already won. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, touch my nail, God. Oh, Lord, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, anoint our heads with fresh oil. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh skin, fresh revelation, fresh man, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that you are good. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, for you are everlasting and everlasting, oh, God. There's no end to you, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, Father God, we want our soul to be whole and complete. And as an act of our free will this morning, we call back all parts of our soul that we gave away, any part of our soul that we gave to sin, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any part that we gave away that is outside of God's will, we call it back right now. Any part of our soul that's under the influence of darkness, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service on today. Oh, Lord, we need you right now. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for every marriage that you ordain, oh, God, that you call man and woman to be in together, oh, God. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, wherever the enemy has caused division, oh, God, let unity come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore that marriage, oh, God, where it's broken, oh, God. Lord, help them to tear in their souls, oh, God. Fix that is broken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, increase the love, oh, God. Increase the peace, oh, God. Let joy overtake them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us see with new eyes and new ears, hear with new, hallelujah, speak with a new tongue, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare, God, hallelujah, for the word of God, that can two walk together, let's be agree, oh, God. And I pray on today, oh, God, that they will operate, and we will operate on one accord, oh, God, and hallelujah, that mountains will be moved, amen, that breakthrough will come, that healing, hallelujah, will come, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray for those who have lost a loved one, Father God, on today. Lord, we hallelujah for your word is to be absent from the body and to be present with you. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will restore the hope to that man, restore the joy and the peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that you will use this time and opportunity, amen, that those that have not received Jesus Christ, that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. And what we're trusting you to do even right now in this service. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We don't just come to be coming just to say we came. Oh, Lord, we come to receive from you, Father God. We come to be changed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may go out and minister to others. Amen. That will draw them to you, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God. Lord, we love you and we need you. More of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. We come down daily to this flesh. Amen. We crucify the flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare we operate according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for your word. Tell us that, hallelujah, when in the Spirit there is life and peace. But when we operate according to the flesh, there's death and destruction. And we decree and declare that we operate according to the Spirit. Spirit of God, amen. And Lord, we ask that you continue to help us, Lord, be our strength. Let us receive supernatural strength, amen, to overcome every obstacle, every way, and every plan and agenda of the enemy to try to bring us down, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we do not war against flesh and blood, for we understand there is a spiritual warfare, and we decree and declare victory. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family that are going and coming home today. All that have an ear to hear on today, Father God, let us receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what you are speaking to your children. For we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Those of us and our family members that are traveling on road on today, oh God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take or they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in, and around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, and where our feet may tread, heads may lay, over our homes and all that's in our homes, all that we have and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare by faith that breaks who has come, amen. Hallelujah. Change has come. Turn around is here, amen. We thank you, Father God, for turning it all around for our good. And even at this time while we're praying, and anyone that's in our family or loved ones that are in harm's way, that you will bring them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we're the head, not the tail, on top and not beneath them. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we're walking in our new season. Amen. We decree and declare harvest time, and we come to reap the harvest on today. Amen. Of God's goodness and God's favor. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven on today and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. We decree and declare the overflow of blessings in our life right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will not be moved, and we will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, for we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. All is ours. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We decree and declare we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer this morning with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning right through you all. Come on, come on. Will you take this 30 seconds right now and just thank God? Come on, come on, come on. While you still have life, amen. While you have breath, come on and just thank him. When it could have been, should have been, but God, hallelujah, stepped in and turned that thing around when it should have took you out, amen. When it should have been your last breath, but God said, live. Come on, come on, because his words of all praise and all glory and all honor, amen. Hallelujah, God. Holy Spirit, have your way right now, amen. Anything that you was worried about before you got on this call today, amen. Anything that was troubling you, amen, just let it go and give it all over to God and receive the peace that God gives them, the peace that surpasses all understanding. See, the enemy, he wants you to stay in that place. This is where he wants you, but if you just trust God, amen, and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and know that it's already all right. Hallelujah. Come on and receive it on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you believe it? You just shout right now. You can just spring up in your body. Amen. If you just shout right now and thank it, amen, then breakthrough will come in your situation. Amen. If you just shout right now, you believe that God will just turn that thing around right now. Even while you're in service, he's already working it out. He's already turning around. All you got to do is show up with faith and believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And let thy will be done, oh Lord. Let thy will be done. For it is greater than my will. Hallelujah. We got a will of our own, but that thy will be done, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful this morning, Father God. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. There are many times I lay down at night and did not know if I was going to be there the next day. And many times I had to fight in my sleep, amen, that my spirit was leaving my body, hallelujah, but I called on the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, it is real. Many have laid down and did not get back up the next morning. But I thank God we're still here. And as long as I have life, amen, hallelujah, bless him, I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to testify the goodness of the Lord because I'm still here. And I'm able. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know you're able this morning because you're still here? My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. God is good. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We welcome everyone this morning. Good morning, church. I'm so glad to be here. Pastor Manning is back with us this Sunday, so we're excited to have Pastor Manning back in, can I say, position with us here, because we have missed you so much. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. I know y'all was wondering, who is Pastor Manning? We haven't heard his voice in a while there. And so he is here this Sunday, and I'm going to let him welcome us in this morning. Hallelujah.
Welcome, 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 everyone, here to Sunday service this morning. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful and glorious day today is. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice in this day and be so glad, because our God is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised, because he woke you up this morning. Amen. Clothed in your right mind. Hallelujah. Gave you a new song in your heart. Brand new mercies, brand new grace each and every day. That's something to be thankful for right there, just waking up in the land of the living. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. We'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service, every single one of our brothers and sisters that are here with us in Texas. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning. Thank y'all for being here with us. You could have been anywhere, but we thank you that you are right here. Well, we are so grateful. We are so grateful to be right here with you. We are so grateful for y'all to be right here with us. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends from Louisiana. Amen. We know Louisiana, and y'all are so near and dear to us. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. All of our brothers and sisters, family members there in New York City.
Amen.
Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all other family members that are there in New York, welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this morning.
Amen.
We know y'all's time is a little bit ahead of ours, but we thank y'all that y'all didn't find it robbery to show up, you know, with us here this morning. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Each and every one of our brothers and sisters and family members and friends there in Chicago, Illinois, and all its surrounding areas. Minister Lern Green, you know, he and his family and your wife, welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this morning. We love you so much. We appreciate every single thing that you are doing right here with us. And every single one that is streaming online, welcome here to Sunday service this morning. If this is your first time here, first time ever here, and we would like for you to press one. We'd like you to press one. You know, let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you have any prayer petitions, anything, you know, you want to pray about. You know, this is a great opportunity for believers all over this globe to come together and pray about a thing or two, or however, whatever it is you like to pray about. You know, God tells us, you know, to come together. You know, we are that two or three.
Amen.
He said to come together, you know, asking, you know, in his name. He said, these things, you know, that you ask, he said, that I will do. So will you come today? You know, do press one.
Yes,
if you are online and this is your first time here, we would like for you to call in at 845-277-9213, then press one.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know who you are. Amen. So welcome here again, everyone here, to Sunday service. We are so fired up today. Holy Spirit is doing a new thing, you know, in our lives. We know that the Holy Spirit is doing a new thing in your life. Amen. We're just ready to receive the word of God today. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God, you know, for the presence of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for every single opportunity that we have to be here together, to be on one accord. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's just a blessing, I tell you, to be here. It's a new month. We're in the month of August. This is first Sunday. Amen. I believe our first Sunday started this week. So we just thank God that we are here right on time in position to receive from God. There's so many things we could be doing, but I'm just so grateful that we made a decision to be here in position on today. So glory to the Most High God who is able to do all things but fail. Amen. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion. We're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be right back here getting ready for communion. So if you can grab all that you need to partake in communion, we'll be right back. So stay with us.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power. Power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. My doubt has
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God at this time. We're going to partake in communion at this time. You position yourself. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this,
and divided among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, hallelujah, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you for your word. For your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins, all of our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body. For your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, hallelujah, by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken, hallelujah. And we now take this piece of bread, your broken body, in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Oh, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. It justifies us in the name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blood redeems us, hallelujah. Cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. We now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with so much honor, so much love, and so much thanksgiving for all that you have accomplished in our life. Hallelujah. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sin? That's what the song, the songwriter said. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you know that? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that every single one that remembers that each and every day of your life, I decree and declare that
that goodness shall come to your life every single day. Every single day of your life, when you remember that what the blood has accomplished, what the blood of Jesus Christ has accomplished, there isn't anything that the blood of Jesus Christ have not already accomplished. If you can remember that, every single thing will be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on. He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up. He picked me up and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on. He's friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, he's my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. See, we didn't all experience this one time in our life where we thought somebody can treat us good, thought somebody can do something that only God can do. But I'm here to tell you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Would you just try him out for yourself? The day that you decide to try Jesus out, that's the day that you will realize, hallelujah, how much favor, how much love that God has for you. Will you just try my church, hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, Pastor Dennis,
Lord.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. At this time,
we're going
to have a song selection. We'll be back
for the
preach word. Stay here with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Come soon. Fire, sweet perfume, your heart's presence fills this room. Come soon. Room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We have made it here, church, to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I pray that every single one is in position to receive a holy word today. Hallelujah. Let us all, you know, come together at this moment right now to welcome this anointed Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This so beautiful Spirit of God that God have equipped for the calling and for this calling, for this right here time, this season that we're in right now. Help me to welcome this beautiful anointed woman of God, my beautiful wife, God's very own apostle. Hallelujah. God's very own prophetess, your mother, your friend, whoever she may be to you, your pastor, devoted to her church, devoted to her family, devoted to her children, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise up in here. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I give our honor, praise my Heavenly Father. Amen. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and God leads. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, Father God. I thank all that are here in Sunday service, and I pray that you all be able to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank Pastor Manning for being in position on today and tilling the ground. Amen. And allowing the Holy Spirit to use him this morning, amen, and being obedient to the will of God this morning, amen. So we just thank God, hallelujah, for what God is doing in the life of the believer, amen. So we just thank you, Father God. Let us pray as we enter in and receive what the Lord is saying to us, the church, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. I come with all faith, believing you for a mighty move. Oh, God, anoint my ears, oh, God. Anoint my mouth, oh, God. My eyes, oh, God. Amen. Stir up the excellent spirit, oh, God, which is your spirit in me, that your word will flow easily through me, oh, God. I surrender all over to you, withholding nothing. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity. I ask you, Lord God, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, manifesting yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. That thy will be done, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, above all of my life. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you that your kingdom has come and your will shall be done in this service and all the days of our life, oh God. And Lord, we pray right now for your help. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying, manipulating, or controlling spirit that is trying to operate on the line or in this service. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare we come to receive and we shall receive. Amen. For our Lord, we come believing. We ask that you help us with our unbelief on today. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. I pray you all can hear me clearly. I am working on slowing down. Amen. Because I had a chance to listen to myself and many times. And I said, oh, man, that's just, I'm just too excited. Amen. So I want to be able to slow down so that we can get the message, so that even when we go back to hear it again, we can receive it, amen, even greater than the first time, amen. So I just thank God for the opportunity once again. The word today is, hallelujah, winning the spiritual warfare. I want us to understand there is a battle that goes on daily with us. That's a spiritual warfare. But how do we win it? Amen. We've been called victorious, amen, in this battle, this spiritual battle. And God gave us everything that we need in order to win the spiritual warfare that we face day in and day out. I mean, the war is already set. Hallelujah. And it is going on right now. We are fighting a spiritual warfare. But I want you to understand we are winning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many are not winning because you don't know how to fight the war that's going on. You're fighting a war, hallelujah, using the wrong, hallelujah. let me say, you're fighting the war using the wrong stuff. Can I say that? You're using the wrong stuff. See, you're fighting a war against the enemy, using the enemy's things. So who's really winning this warfare? Hallelujah. If you're using what the enemy is using to destroy you, I want you to understand that there is a spiritual warfare. See, well, we don't know how to fight the spiritual warfare because we're going about that thing the wrong way and we're trying to destroy one another. But I want you to understand it's the spirit that will allow to enter in us that is working against us. See, that's when we're talking about a spiritual warfare. What is on the inside of you that Satan is using, amen, to destroy you? We are fighting a spiritual battle here. And we don't even realize it, amen, hallelujah, because we're trying to fight a spiritual warfare in the physical. But there is a spiritual warfare. Again, the message is winning the spiritual warfare. But I want to talk about the spiritual warfare here first, see, so you can understand what kind of battle that you are in, what kind of war that you're in here. There's a spiritual warfare that's going on. If we go to the book of 2 Corinthians, it talks about the spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 5 verse. And I want to slow down. And Pastor Benny, please help me to slow down. Let me know if I'm moving too fast. Let me know if my words are, you know, getting jumbled up because we come against every hindering spirit, everything, like the spirit of confusion that the enemy tries to cast upon when the word of God tries to go forth, the spirit of confusion and tries to set in. So now we become confused and say, I can't get that. See, there's a spiritual warfare, but we're going to talk about winning the spiritual warfare, amen, and hallelujah, and not coming down, amen, and not being moved and just standing on that, amen, hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 5, I'm sorry, we're going to do 1 through 6, 1 through 6,
Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 6. I want to make sure that we all get there this morning. Amen. I don't want nobody to be left behind because, see, hallelujah, we've been called to win. Amen. And we have everything we need to win, but we've allowed the enemy to enter in and use us. Amen. My Lord, my God, for his good, not for your good, but for his good. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 6, now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent, I'm bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present, hallelujah, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war again, hallelujah, according to the flesh. I want to say that again. For though we walk in the flesh, this body, we do not war according to the flesh. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And verse 5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Come on, I just want us to understand, and looking at verse 6, it says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture, church, and understanding the spiritual warfare that we are facing day in and day out as Christians, amen, as followers of Jesus Christ, the enemy is at our neck. He is trying to destroy us. Amen. How is that? Because we allow him to enter in. See, Apostle Paul's opponents were questioning his authority here. I want us to understand. Hey, we know that the majority of the Corinthians believers were siding with Apostle Paul. However, a minority continued to slander him, saying that he was bold in his letters but had no authority in person. I want us to understand that Paul used Jesus as a model for being gentle and kind rather than demanding respect. Like Apostle Paul, we are merely humans but do not need to use human plans and methods to win our battles. We can use God's mighty weapons as we fight against Satan's strongholds. See, we as Christians, we must choose whose methods to use. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to use God or the world's. Which one are you going to use? Amen. You're going to use God or the world. See, the world weapons include the influence of money and power and status and fame and correction. Apostle Paul assures us that God's mighty weapons, the influence of prayer, faith, hope, love, God's word, the Holy Spirit, are more powerful and effective. See, the weapons can, hallelujah, break down the proud arguments of people used to rebel against God and smash the walls of deceit that Satan builds to keep people from finding God. See, when dealing with people's pride and rebellion against Christ, we may be tempted to use our own ideas to fight back. But nothing can break down these barriers like God's mighty weapons. Apostle Paul uses the military terminology here to describe this warfare against sin and Satan. See, God must be the commander in chief. Even our thoughts must be submitted to his control if we want to survive the spiritual warfare all around us. Whether in your home or in your workplace or wherever you go, I want you to understand, hallelujah, there's a spiritual warfare that's going on. But we must submit to God's control if we want to survive the spiritual warfare all around us. See, spirit-empowered believers must capture every thought and yield it to Christ Jesus. when exposed to ideas or opportunities that it may lead to wrong desires or harmful beliefs, we have a choice, church. We have a choice. You know, what choice are you going to make? Because we all have a choice. We can recognize the danger and turn away, or we can allow unhealthy thoughts to take us captive. See, we capture our fantasies and desires when we honestly admit them to the Lord our God and ask him to redirect our thinking. You know how many times I had to do that, church? You know, ask God to give you the discernment to keep your thoughts focused on his truth. Come to do not what but to kill, steal, and destroy. My Lord, my God, if you're just now logging in, Holly, we're talking about winning the spiritual warfare. Winning the spiritual warfare. And if you go over, hallelujah, with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17, hallelujah. You know, when we're talking about, hallelujah, spiritual warfare and what that looks like and what do we need to do, God has provided us with a whole armor. He provided us with a whole armor. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we forget. Amen. We want to just put on a little bit of it. Amen. But he provided us the whole armor. Why would you not put on the whole armor? Amen. To go in. Amen. Hallelujah. To win the battle that's before you. Amen. That's surrounding you. Amen. God has given us the full armor of God in these spiritual battles. Don't go out naked. Don't go out unprepared, because the enemy has been, hallelujah, preparing for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about winning the spiritual battle this morning. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17, says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Bible says in verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, my Lord, my God. Verse 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, and with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me the utterance may be given to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. Help us, Lord. See, in the Christian life, amen, we battle against principalities and powers. See, these are the powerful evil forces of fallen angels headed by the devil, who is vicious. He's a vicious fighter. He does not fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. He doesn't fight fair. Fighter. I don't know why you say, oh, it's not fair that this is happening. That the enemy is not a fair fighter. Are you crying out? You're not doing fair. You're not doing. No, the enemy is not a fair fighter. See, to withstand the attacks, we must depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. See, Isaiah simply mentions God's armor in the book of Isaiah, and Paul gives this counsel not only to the church, the body of Christ, but also to each individual within it. See, the whole body needs to be armed. Satan checks for weak spots. He knows them, and, you know, and this is where he enters in, at those weak spots. So we must help each other stand our ground and resist the enemy until the end of the battle. Don't try to face him unarmed. See, when we look at verse 12 here, the Bible says in verse 4, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we're still doing it. The Bible tells us we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. See, these who are not flesh and blood are demons, and over whom the devil has control. They are not mere fantasies, church. They are very real. A lot of people say, I don't believe. Okay, it ain't what you believe. It's true. You can say, I don't believe. That doesn't mean it's not true. I tell people all the time, you can say you don't believe, but it doesn't mean it's not true. You can say what you want to say, but the truth is, it is real. People say, I don't believe in demons. I don't believe that happens. I don't believe that they're spirits. I don't believe that, but it doesn't mean it's not true. We face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat Christ's church, and we are the church. When we believe in Christ, these beings become our enemies, and they try every device to turn us away from him and back to sin. So although we are assured of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Christ returns, because Satan is constantly battling against all who are on the Lord's side. We need supernatural power to defeat Satan, and God has provided this by giving us his Holy Spirit within us and his armor surrounding us. See, if you feel discouraged, remember Jesus' words, that on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. My Lord, my God. When we look at verse 16 here, church, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. See, when the enemy, the ruler of this world, sends his fiery darts of temptation, doubt, lust, and anger, despair, or desire for vengeance at us, we can hold up our shields and stop them. We are sure that whatever, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, we are sure that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, which is our faith. And in faith against Satan, have you with firm courage, even when he uses his most fearsome weapon, God assures you of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about winning spiritual warfare. So now that we know that we're in a spiritual warfare here, hallelujah, hallelujah, and we know that all that God has given us to be able to win this battle, amen, then we know that there is an armor provided. See, some people say, I didn't even know that was armor. I didn't even know what to do. I've just been going through, and I've just been praying, and I've just been getting beat up on every side, and I just feel like giving up. And ever since I followed Jesus, it seems like things have gotten worse for me. I want you to understand, church, you're in a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Some people say, I just should have kept doing what I was doing. You're in a spiritual warfare. See, the Bible tells in John 16 and 33, says, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, Jesus overcame the world, and because we're in Christ, we overcome. See, Jesus summed all it up. He had told them this night to tie together things, how to win in spiritual warfare. To win in any war, we need to ask three crucial questions. Who is my enemy? What are the weapons? And where is the battlefield? See. Many of us think I got to go to the battlefield. You know, the battlefield is right in your mind. It's already taking place. It's already at the end. Usually, see, a lot of times you're thinking, I got to go show up. No, it's already started in you. It's already where you are. Oh, Lord, my God. See, your enemy, our enemy is defeated foe. The Bible says in Colossians 2 and 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. See, Lucifer is just a created being, an angel who was no more powerful than Michael or Gabriel. See, he led a failed rebellion and was thrown out of heaven and is now stripped of his power. The Bible says in Hebrews 2 and 14, and in such as much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he may destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. See, the only weapon he has against us is deception. And the only power he has is what we give him. Enemy's most powerful weapon was the one he used both in the Garden of Eden and in the wilderness against Jesus, his lying words. That's it. See, when his future was at stake and he needed to pull out his big guns, all he had were words and lies and deception. Did God really say that? Are you really who God say you are? Can you really trust God? Victory depends on us choosing who we will listen to and believe. See, the enemy operates with his subtle tactics. I told you, he don't play fair. He don't fight fair. The Bible says in James 4 and 7, it says, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, here in James 4 and 7, it promises that if we resist the devil, he will flee. But first, the first half of the verse holds the key of our success. Submit yourselves to God. If we want to have victory over the enemy, there are five specific heart issues we need to guard against to prevent him from sneaking his way into our lives. One is harboring anger. Harboring anger, church. Ephesians 4, 26-27 said, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath nor give place to the devil. It is possible to be angry and sin not. But if we refuse to release our anger to God and instead allow it to lodge in our hearts, we give the devil an opportunity to gain a foothold within us. You're trying to figure out how did the devil enter in because you're harboring anger. So you allow them in to operate in your life. My Lord, my God, and to indulge in anxiety. The Bible says in Romans 14 and 23, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. See, when we worry, we are telling God that we don't trust him to care for us and we don't have faith that he will cause all things to work together for our good. And without faith, we cannot please God. How many are dealing with that? Can we be honest with ourselves? How many are dealing with that? Another is entertaining fear. Entertaining fear. Hebrews 2 and 15 says, and release those who fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, fear is simply having more faith in the enemy to harm you than in God to keep and protect you. And your faith opens the way for Satan to have his way in your life. Oh, ain't nobody mad today but Satan. Ain't nobody mad today but Satan. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold this here long, church. I know it's time to wrap up here, and I just pray that we're able to receive on today. I want to talk about the last thing here, embracing unforgiveness. Embracing unforgiveness. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, as we wrap up here this morning, we're in the spiritual warfare. A lot of us are embracing unforgiveness. We won't let go. We'll take it to our grave. We'll take our last breath with unforgiveness still in our heart. and you saying how easy it is just to, you know, to say, forgive, I forgive you, but do you truly forgive? You have embraced unforgiveness. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15, that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15, as I wrap up here, church, and I thank you for your time. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Jesus gives a starting warning about forgiveness. So if we refuse to forgive others, God will also refuse to forgive us. Why is that? Because by not forgiving others, we deny our common ground as sinners in need of God's forgiveness, and we break the family relationship that God wants us to have with all people. Our salvation from sin is not based on our forgiving others, but we can't receive God's forgiveness until we realize what forgiveness really means. And this is what the enemy uses, church. When we can easily ask God for forgiveness for ourselves, but then hang on to grudges towards others who are difficult to forgive, whenever we ask God to forgive us for sin, we should first ask ourselves if we have forgiven the people who have wronged us. This is what the enemy uses. Church, unforgiveness, it creates an emotional storm of distress in which feelings of stress and anxiety, depression, insecurity, and fear surface. Unforgiveness is like a poison on your soul. Hallelujah. Win in the spiritual warfare. Now, church, that you understand and know that you are in a spiritual warfare, now you know how to win. God bless you. God keep you. The doors of the church are open. There be one on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is everyone on today?
Amen. We thank you so much, Apostle, for this wonderful word that you brought forth, this anointing word that you brought forth today. I pray that every single heart that received this word, spiritual battle, spiritual warfare that we're in. If you understand, it takes place on the inside. You did a wonderful job on that. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There may be one here today. If you have never prayed prayer of salvation before, never prayed a prayer of salvation before. And today, today is that day where you have made a decision to allow Jesus Christ to come into your life and be your personal Lord and Savior. Today, will you press one? Will you press one today? The most important decision that you can ever make in your life. Amen. Message today, spiritual warfare. Amen. Amen. If you heard this message here today, and you have been moved today by this message, by spiritual warfare. These words that are being suggested. Papa, she worked that thing out. She did a great job on it. Things that keep you shame and guilty and condemned. Hallelujah. This is spiritual warfare. We face this every day, every single day, even right now. Hallelujah. You ready to give your life over to Christ? Will you press one? If you're online, we'd like you to call in. 845-277-9213. And then press one. Apostle Talanika and I, we will help you to pray the prayer of salvation. See, God has already done the work. Hallelujah. He's already made a way for you. He's able to do all things in your life. Hallelujah. When you accept him into your life. See, this is where it starts at, when you win spiritual battles, when you win in warfare, see, you first have to be born again. You first have to have the Holy Spirit on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're in need of anything else in your life, hallelujah. All of us who are already born again, hallelujah. We thank God, that some of us, we are born again. A lot of us are born again. A lot of us are not. But if you're already born again, or even if you're not born again, you know, we still would like you to press one. But if you're in need of prayer of anything, see, this is a right that God has given unto us, a privilege that God has given unto us to be able to come to the throne of grace. See, we got Jesus in on the inside. See, we got the Word of God in on the inside. See, we're born again, so we have a right to be able to access the throne of grace. We have a right to come to God in the name of Jesus. Asking anything, talking to God about anything that is concerning you, your anxiety, your worry, your stress, your fear, your shortcomings, your mishaps, your mistakes, your old yesterday, your right now, what's coming tomorrow. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Hallelujah. If there is someone who is in need of a church home, if you believe that you have been called to the gospel public ministry, and you believe that Apostle Talik and I are the perfect match for you, we would love to just love you. We would love to be your disciple. We would love to disciple you. Amen. No matter where you are, there is no time and no distance in spirit. Whether you be in New York City, Chicago, whether you be in Atlanta, whether you be here in Houston, whether you be in Shreveport, there's no time and no distance in spirit. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you have come already. Will you press one? We are only gonna do the work that God has equipped us to do through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. We're only going to teach or preach or give the word of God through God himself. Hallelujah. That's all we know to do, is to be used by God. Now, if you believe that God, hallelujah, have called you to the gospel of ministry, press one. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for every single virtue that you have bestowed upon us on this day. We pray, Father God, that every single word that went forth, every single understanding that you have given unto us, you know, let it take root into our minds. Let it take root into our hearts. Let it be sowed into us, into good ground. Hallelujah. Let it be sowed into good ground right now. Hallelujah. And we do expect the increase that comes from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single heart that have a heart to receive, and every single ear that have a ear to hear, let them hear and let them receive right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that all is well with you and your home right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you and all that is concerning you. And we do decree and declare that all is well with you. All is well with you in your home. In Jesus' name. Everybody in the whole church do say amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. It's a time of giving where we all can participate. Amen. So at this time, we're going to pray. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App Pastor Chantel or Zelle to 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your word. It says that you give seed to the sower. We thank you, oh God, that you bless us, oh God, to be a blessing. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you, oh Lord. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless, just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves freely given for others. We pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely and not free from compulsion, for there's nothing that we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would use us. Amen. And all we have is you will. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is August the 5th.
Correct? August 5th? Is it August 6th? August 6th?
Okay. Today is August 6th.
I don't know why I think it's August 6th. Today is August 6th. It is Sunday, August 6th. 2023, amen. We thank God for the new month that we're entering in, and then we decree and declare harvest time, amen. The eighth month of the year, we decree and declare new beginnings, amen. So I announce this today, August the 6th, 2023. We are the Gospel for the Ministries here in Houston, Texas. The senior pastor is Pastor Doris St. Manny, Apostle Tawani Commanding, our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and our Sunday services at 10 a.m. Amen. We don't have anything that's coming up this month of August, but we are preparing for a new play in the month of September 23rd and 24th. So we're definitely looking forward to that coming in September. What else do we have? We are still in minister training. Those of us that are in minister training, we look forward to being on the line with you this month in August. So be prepared. We're having a good time in minister training, so I thank God for that. Amen. And we do want to wish everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of August, Barance, Jamarcus, happy birthday. Dorsavion, happy birthday. My cousin Sakia, who is it? Franya, our cousins and everything. And we want to wish you all a happy birthday, and everyone else, if you're celebrating a birthday this month of August, we wish you a happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health, and strength. And may the joy and the peace of God be with you always, and God's hedge of protection be around you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of August, we pray that God will bless your union. Amen. We pray continued blessing and favor of the Lord upon your marriage. We pray right now that peace and joy just overtake you. Amen. May you live a long, healthy life together. Amen. Long life. May you not live one day apart. Amen. And we decree and declare by faith it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. This year is really going by fast. It's already August. We have 4 months now left in this year, 2023. And God is really doing a mighty, mighty work in this house, you know, in this body of Christ. So we just thank God for that. That does conclude our announcements today, August the 6th, 2023. Amen. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, the Pastor Doris St. Manning, myself, Apostle Tawani Commanding, and Minister Lynn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be that all that God has called you to be and intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you. Hallelujah, all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to be valuable. Hallelujah, and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to get something out of that. Amen. Did you get something out of that? Did you understand your spiritual warfare? Did you understand, you know, the war that you're fighting every single day is, it starts with spoken word, whether it was spoken to you or whether it was spoken about you. You need to understand there is something being spoken about you right now. Amen. We're talking about in the spiritual realm. See, spiritual warfare takes place in the spiritual realm. Amen. You need to understand this. And we are victorious in this right here place when we speak the word of God. See, spiritual warfare is spoken word, so you speak the word of God. Amen. Get a relationship with God. He is the word. Hallelujah. That way you will have all of the weapons that you need to be able to stand. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, May it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. May everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Win the spiritual battles each and every day by using the word of God. Rely on Jesus Christ. Amen. Every single thing will be all right. Don't allow Satan, or don't allow people that live underneath his powers, his words, to strip the word of God from your mind and from your heart. That's what he comes to do. Amen. Apostle Tyronique and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen again. Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll